Welcome to another edition of Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. I'm Bob Papa. Over the next 30 minutes, we'll look back at the Giants' win in Washington on Sunday night as Big Blue gets their fifth win of the season, 24-17 over the Redskins. Joining me, as always, two-time Super Bowl champion Carl Banks. And Carl, this is a team that was coming off a disappointing loss last week. How hard is it for football players to kind of gear themselves up when they know their playoff chances have really diminished?
Well, you got to keep playing as long as there's life or a possibility. You've got to keep playing. But the other part of it is there are so many other goals that you have set. Character, teams with high character, they'll fight to the end because they don't want to send a message to the rest of the league and their colleagues that they are quitters or losers.
And you knew you'd get the same thing out of Washington because they were embarrassed on Monday Night Football against the 49ers. Washington got the ball to start the game. They won the coin toss. They hit a big fourth and one in which they were able to convert near midfield, less than one. And then they had a big third and seven conversion, which got the ball inside the Giants' five-yard line. So with the Redskins facing a second and goal at the Giants' one, Washington turned to their workhorse.
RG3 takes the snap. Hand off Morris, and he plows into the end zone for the touchdown. So a 73-yard drive, including a couple of third down conversions and a fourth and one, and the Redskins score first.
We had to calm down. Like, we were all frantic out there on the first drive. They was running no huddle. We were slow getting the calls in, but we actually just sat down, went to the bench, talked it over, calmed each other down, and just went out there and played ball.
Carl, the Redskins did a really good job of keeping the Giants' defense off balance. Morris gets the one-yard touchdown run. What were they doing moving the ball effectively?
Well, when they're in their motion offense and the quarterback's in rhythm, it's pretty hard when they're getting, you know, 4 and 5 yards a carry because you never get them out of what they want to do. So ball's out of the quarterback's hands in a hurry. You really can't play zone against it because once you jump off, it's a 5-yard completion.
Giants start on their own 20-yard line. The very first play is a play-action pass, and Eli Manning gets sacked by Brian Arakpo. The Giants go 3 and out. Redskins get the ball. They pick up a first down. They punt, but the Giants have to start at their own one. They go 3 and out again. Carl, why is this team not able to get any kind of rhythm offensively? I know bad field position, but it just seems as if they're kind of slow out of the gate.
Well, it's slow because the two bookends, Arakpo and Kerrigan, they had a lot of stunts on. So they were just penetrating the Giants' offensive line, getting plays in the backfield.
So the Redskins have the football as the first quarter comes to an end, and they have a 7-0 lead. We'll tell you about the second quarter here on Giants Rewind on MSG after this.
The objective of the Tom Coughlin J Fund Foundation is to be there for families who have a child with leukemia, cancer, other forms of cancer.
Tom Coughlin, nice to meet you. Are you a Giant fan? Well, you're a pretty girl.
It's a tremendous feeling to just be with these kids, to have a little bit of an idea of what the families and the children are going through, and again, to try to bring a smile to their face and to let them know that, you know what, we do care.
Yeah, turn everybody in.
There's so many things pulling at that family when your child is diagnosed with cancer. What we try to do is keep that core, keep them a family.
Just lightening their burden a little bit is huge for them because it's one less thing that they have to worry about. They can focus on their child and their child getting the treatment that they need.
Giants! There you go.
Back here on Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. We start the second quarter. Redskins up 7-0. And, Carl, the Redskins' very first play of the second quarter is a 3rd and 7 conversion to Santana Moss. Robert Griffin III is using his legs. And, again, the Giants just seem a little bit disjointed as far as their coverages in the middle of the field.
Well, you had two priorities going into the game, stopping Alfred Morris, and then secondly, containing the quarterback. So once he starts to move around a little bit, they have a lot of eyes on him, which leaves some open passing lanes.
After a penalty against the Redskins, it's 3rd and 9 for Washington at the Giants 19 when RG3 goes to the air.
Empty set, RG3 back to throw. Has time, throws it high over the middle, completes it for the touchdown to Paulson. So another 3rd down conversion, and this one goes for a touchdown, 19 yards. And the Redskins out in front 13-0 with the extra point pending.
You know, honestly, at 7-0, we like weathered the storm. We kind of knew they were going to come out and try to hurry us up. And, you know, that offense is tough, you know, when you have time to kind of decipher it before the snap. But when they're going like that, man, it's almost impossible. But, you know, fortunately for us, man, we kind of, you know, weathered that storm. Then 14-0, you kind of like, ugh. You know, we need to do something drastic to stop this bleeding here. But, you know, luckily for us, our offense went down and got some points. You know, that got us off the field for a little bit. We got our win back and was able to, you know, make the adjustments needed to, you know, kind of, you know, get over a hard time from there forward.
So Paulson gets the 19-yard touchdown. It's 14-0 in favor of Washington. How does the tight end get that open?
Well, it's the number one sin for any defense in the red zone. You've got to take the number two receiver up the seam. That's the biggest threat. And it looked as though there was a breakdown at the linebacker level.
All right, so the Giants are down 14-0. They start at their own 26-yard line. Incomplete pass by Eli Manning. Then Brandon Myers with a 9-yard catch. Then Peyton Hillis runs off the right side for 8 yards. So now the Giants have a little momentum. First and 10 at their own 43-yard line when the Giant running game really clicks in.
Hand off right for Hillis. He's got room across midfield. Hillis runs out of a tackle to the 40. He's to the 35 and knocked down from behind at the 30-yard line. And that's a gain of 27 for Peyton Hillis. Second and 3 at the 20. Hand off Brown. He runs right. Brown to the 20. Brown to the 10. Brown to the 5. Brown to the goal line. Touchdown, Giants. Andre Brown on a 23-yard run off the right side. Andre Brown's longest run of the year. And the Giants are back in it.
That was a great way to, you know, kind of change the momentum and show, hey, we can hit some big plays. We can get back in the game and give our defense a little break. And so that was a big drive there in the second quarter to get to cut the game within 7 after offensively we really had done nothing to give us any spark.
Carl, the running game. First, Hillis the 8-yarder. Then, as we saw in the highlight, Hillis for 27. Then a dump down to the back, Andre Brown. And then Brown runs it in from 23 yards out. They made it look pretty easy.
Yeah, they found a soft spot on the edges there, and they really got it going. And the threat of play-action pass mixed in there with it really helped them.
The Giant defense holds the Redskins to a 3-and-out. Giants get the ball back, 3-and-out. But then again, the Giant defense holds Washington to another 3-and-out, and they stop the Redskins on a 3rd-and-1. And right now the Giants, outside of RG3, are starting to control the run game.
And that's what they needed to do. They wanted to make sure that Morris didn't impact the game because he was the difference in their last two meetings of just dominating in the run game.
So the Giants get the ball back with 3:34 to go in the half, and right away Manning hits Cruz for 11. Manning hits Cruz again for 7 yards. You get inside of the two-minute warning. Big 3rd-and-4 completion to Akeem Nicks, his first catch of the day where he beat D'Angelo Hall on that in-cut.
Yeah, good separation by Akeem Nicks, and you could tell he was feeling very healthy for this game.
Giants call a timeout with 41 seconds to go in the half, and the Giants face a 2nd-and-8 at the Washington 22-yard line when Eli uses the middle of the field.
Manning in a shotgun. Play fake. Manning throws to the post. Touchdown, Myers. He faked it to Hillis, and Myers on the post for the touchdown strike. And the Giants within an extra point of tying it with 35 seconds to go in the half.
I think we'd been moving the ball pretty well, and we had a play where it was a play action. The backers bit up, and he put a good ball on there.
Well, Carl, the Giants give the Redskins a taste of their own medicine and find the tight end right down the middle of the field.
Yeah, what was good for the Giants defense proved to be good for the Redskins defense, too.
Washington gets the ball back. Robert Griffin III scrambles around, picks up some yardage. But really the big story here, Carl, in the first half is they go to the locker room tied at 14. Alfred Morris in the first half, 9 carries for 11 yards.
And that's when you make a team one-dimensional. You know one guy's trying to do it all when you eliminate Morris.
All right, so the Giants get the touchdown late in the first half, and they know they have the ball to start the third quarter. We'll tell you about it when we return to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital right here on MSG. Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. We start the third quarter. Giants and Redskins tied at 14. Carl, the Giants get the ball to start the third. And after a no gain by Andre Brown, Eli Manning, 19-yard pass to Akeem Nicks. The Giants get 6 yards on second down. They get two on second down, six on first down. Then they have a third and two at the Washington 48-yard line. They try to work the middle of the field again. Manning can't hook up with Cruz.
Well, they had the right play called. It just the execution on at the last second didn't work out. You think third and two, you catch them off guard. Looks like they had the matchup, but it just didn't happen.
So the Giants have to punt the ball away. The Redskins start at their own 10-yard line. They're able to move the ball out, but then the Giants' defense stiffens. They get a sack in there. Cullen Jenkins gets a sack, but the Redskins have to punt the ball away. Now, the Giants are starting at their own 15-yard line. After a no gain for Andre Brown on first down and an 8-yard pass by Eli Manning to Bear Pasco, the Giants have another third and two from their own 23 when the turnover bug bites again.
Manning back to throw. Has time, throws it over the middle. High, the pass deflected and intercepted by Merriweather. Running down the right sideline to the 25, to the 20. Cuts at the 15 and tackled at the 10. Manning tried to throw it to Randall in the middle of the field. 34-yard return for Brandon Merriweather.
It was a tough play. I knew I had a guy open, just really didn't get to step into my throw. They got some pressure, had to kind of throw off balance and just sailed on me a little bit.
Carl, Randall's covered. Ball is high. Manning felt pressure. And the one thing you can't have in a tight game is a turnover.
Yeah, that was, you know, on the other side of the 50, the Washington Redskins side of the 50, when that turnover occurred, and you just can't afford to have those type of plays.
Carl, I think this is a big point in the game, though, because the Redskins start at the Giants 12, and the Giants hold Washington to a field goal. So the Redskins do nothing with it, and Prince Amukamara nearly had an interception in the end zone, but I think that had to give the team some confidence.
Well, it really did, because when you have an explosive team like the Redskins, to really hold them to a field goal is a win for your defense.
The Washington Redskins now have a 17-14 lead. The Giants start on their own 10-yard line, and the Giants go three and out. So after a punt, first and 10 for the Redskins at their own 45-yard line, the Giant defense is playing pretty stout. So the Redskins face a third and 9 from their own 46 when Justin Tuck gets the first of four, which set up a sequence of events that helped the Giants in a big way.
Third and 9 from the Redskin 46. RG3 out of the gun, back to throw. He's under pressure, sacked by Justin Tuck, back at the 38-yard line. He's got 3.5 this season. Bad snap. Rocca gets it. It's partially blocked at the line. The snap rolled to him. There's a flag on the play as well. And the ball comes to rest at the Giants' 45-yard line. And DeMontre Moore is able to get a piece of it.
Good job. Good job, baby.
Carl, talk about the effort of Justin Tuck just working, and getting the first of his four sacks.
Well, it was a very important time, too, but his presence was really starting to be felt by the offensive line, and he just outworked his opponent.
Now, the Giants get a break. I mean, the center rolls the ball back to the punter, and then he kicks a line drive into DeMontre Moore. But the net result of all of this, after an 18-yard punt and then the penalty on the Redskins, is that the Giants are going to start at the Washington 46-yard line.
And that was great. That is the essence of a turnover when you really think about it. So, yeah, they had bad execution on their punt. It was blocked, penalty. Giants get great field position.
Final play of the third quarter with a second and two at the Washington 38. Eli Manning hooks up with Brandon Myers on an 18-yard pass. So the Giants are in position to tie or maybe take the lead. We'll tell you about the fourth quarter when we return to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital, right here on MSG. Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. We start the fourth quarter with the Giants trailing Washington 17-14. But the Giants are on a drive. First play of the fourth quarter, Eli Manning from the Redskins' 20-yard line hooks up with Victor Cruz on a 19-and-a-half-yard pass play. Cruz nearly got into the end zone for a touchdown. So the Giants have it first and goal inside the 1 yard line when they dial up their rugged running back.
Hand off Brown. He runs right. He goes to the end zone. Touchdown, Giants! So it is a touchdown for Andre Brown. It's another great respond drive by the Giants.
I felt like the silkiness of his pants. So it didn't feel like a ground. So I was just like, that might have been that was his leg, and it was. So that's, 7 points. I'm good.
There we go, baby. Let's go. Let's keep it up, baby. Let's go. Let's go, man. Let's go.
Carl Andre Brown powers it in. He did a really nice job of avoiding the London Fletcher initial hit.
Yeah, he kept his legs moving and was able to get that in the end zone. But, yeah, just a little move here or there was able to get him in.
So the Giants now have the lead 21-17. The Redskins get the ball back. And, Carl, let's dial up Justin Tuck. He gets 2 sacks on one possession.
Well, again, they didn't pay attention to him on one. And the other one, again, he just outworked the opponent.
Giants get really good field position. They pick up 1 first down. They convert a 3rd and 10 with Victor Cruz, but not able to do anything with it. Redskins get the ball back from their own 11-yard line, and again, Justin Tuck dials up his 4th sack, a career high.
Did a good job. The Giants brought a blitz on that 4th one, and the tackle slid out, and no one slid over to Tuck, and he had an easy route to the quarterback.
All right, so now the Giants get the ball with 6:29 to go. Can they get that field goal to make it a 7-point game or a touchdown to maybe end it? And, Carl, this is maybe the biggest play in the game. It's a 3rd and 1. Eli's getting grabbed around the ankle. He sidearms it to Brandon Myers, and Myers has the awareness to reach the ball out and get the 1st down, which would lead to a field goal that put the Giants up by 7.
Yeah, and I'll give Meyer a lot of credit in another regard. He ran his route beyond the sticks, so when he came back for the ball, he actually caught the ball at the 1st down with his momentum, and then he just stuck the ball out just to ensure it.
Josh Brown barely makes a 39-yard field goal, but the Giants are up 24-17. And the Redskins get the football back. Now, they need a touchdown. They're out of timeouts. And, Carl, there was a crazy situation in this whole sequence where it looked like the Redskins had a 1st down. One of the officials told Shanahan, yeah, it's a 1st down. Turned out to be 4th down, though. But the Giants were not giving up the big play behind them.
No, they weren't. And even if it were a 4th down or a 3rd and 1, they were still have to put the ball in the air because they had no timeouts.
All right, so there's a little bit of confusion on the field. The Redskins thought it was a 2nd down play, but instead this was a 4th down play that turned out to be the New York Presbyterian Hospital amazing play of the game.
RG3 out of the gun, 1:31 to go. Can they convert 4th down again? He drops back to pass. He throws it off on the right. He completes it on the right side. And the ball stolen by Will Hill. He took it out of the receiver's hands. He forces the turnover, and the Giants are going to win. He took it right out of the hands of Garcon. He robbed him.
That was some play. You know, I just kidded him. He had it all the way, but he knew what he wanted, and the ball was hanging out there after the short game, which would have given them a 1st down. And he ripped the ball out, did a great job of seeing the opportunity, taking it away, and then he pushed himself down the field probably 5, 6, 7 yards. So that was an outstanding play, and the kind of plays you got to have to win.
That's the New York Presbyterian Hospital amazing play of the game. Amazing things happening here. And Will Hill has been a terror. And sometimes you got to play above the X's and O's. Hosley holds up Garcon, and Will Hill wanted it more than the Redskin receiver.
You're absolutely right. That's the play you call the closer. You know, he was able to finish the game with a turnover.
And the Giants made a lot of plays above the X's and O's like that one. That's why they were victorious. The final score, 24-17 after the game. A very happy Giants head coach Tom Coughlin in the locker room.
A hell of a win, back and forth, everybody contributing, special teams. We turn it over, defense holds them to a field goal, we bring it down and score. It's a hell of a football game and a great win for our team. We're battling, we fought, we know it's going to be a 60-minute battle, it was right to the very end. Congratulations to all of you. All right, let's have a team now. 1, 2, 3.
Team! Come on, man!
Great job.
Carl, sometimes you got to make extraordinary plays, whether it was Myers reaching for the first down, whether it was Will Hill or Justin Tuck getting four sacks. John Beeson, 17 tackles in the game. One of the real – you think about LeSean McCoy, Jamal Charles, Adrian Peterson, mm-hmm. Matt Forte, in this case Alfred Morris. Whenever they've played those backs, they've been 1, 2, or 3 in the league in rushing. And the Giants have shut all those guys down, and Beeson's been a big factor.
Yeah, he really has, and he's led by example. But it's a tribute to the entire defensive staff and team and coaching staff because they've risen to the occasion against every major back.
Well, the New York Giants get their 5th win of the season. Next week they're in San Diego to take on the Chargers. Carl, we'll do it again next week.
All right.
For Carl Banks and our entire crew, I'm Bob Popple. We'll see you again next week right here on MSG. For another edition of Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital.
Looking for Giants tickets? Visit NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, the official resale marketplace where fans buy and sell Giants tickets.